Hey there, welcome to episode 37 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am delighted to have you here with me today. Today's episode is brought to you by Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest is a healthy plant-based meal delivery system perfect for busy families because their meal and smoothie options are delivered to your doorstep and ready in minutes. My busy kids love their smoothies, and this busy mom enjoys their harvest bowls for quick, healthy lunches. My listeners can get a deal for $25 off your first box when you visit busykidsdopiano.com/harvest, and I'll share the link for that special offer in the show notes as well. In our last episode, we kicked off a series about the famous classical composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We learned about his life and career and some of the things that he is known for. Today, we're going to continue our series on Mozart by digging deeper into one of his most famous operas, The Magic Flute. The music you're listening to now is the overture of the opera The Magic Flute. The overture is the music that plays before the curtain rises and serves as a sort of introduction for the production. The story of The Magic Flute, in a nutshell, begins with Prince Tamino, lost in a foreign land and being chased by an enormous monster. Tamino is rescued by three mysterious ladies to kill the monster and give him a picture of Pamina, who is a daughter of the Queen of the Night. As happens to princes in fairy tales, Tamino falls instantly in love when he looks upon her picture. The mysterious ladies tell Tamino that Pamina has been captured by the evil Sarastro, and Tamino promises to rescue her. The three ladies give him a magic flute that will change the hearts of men, and he sets off on his quest. The libretto of the opera, that is, the words of the opera, were written in German by Emanuel Schikaneder and was based on a poem. Mozart composed the music and conducted the orchestra, and his sister-in-law played the part of the Queen of the Night at the opera's premiere in 1791. Mozart wrote themes for each of the characters in his opera, so you can often tell which character is entering before he or she even reaches the stage because you'll hear the theme. Listen to the theme of the Queen of the Night, who sings a famous aria or solo in the piece. Have you heard it before? you can probably tell, it takes a skilled soprano voice to be able to sing such a piece. Someone who can reach the highest pitches and also has a lot of vocal flexibility. In fact, many opera singers consider this role to be one of the most demanding roles in all of opera. And this aria is one of the most famous arias of all time. In the aria, the queen is demanding that her daughter kill her rival, the sorcerer Sarastro. Another famous piece in Mozart opera is the Papagina Papageno duet.
Willst du mir nun ganz ergeben?
Nun bin ich dir ganz gegeben.
Nun so sei mein liebes Weibchen.
Nun so sei mein Herzensdäubchen,
mein Herzensdäubchen, mein Herzensdäubchen.
This piece is sung by the birdcatcher, Papageno, after he finds love with Papagina. Based on how Mozart arranged the music for this duet, do you think this is a serious part of the opera? Or is it meant to have a little bit of humor in it? The instruments that Mozart used in the orchestra for this symphony include two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, two horns, two trumpets, three trombones, timpani, and strings. It was noted how many different musical styles Mozart used when composing the score of this opera, and it adds to the drama of the story. The opera is in a popular form of the time called Singspiel, which means that there were some spoken parts between the musical numbers. It was the last opera Mozart composed before his death, and it was well received. The magic flute is still regularly performed by opera companies today. If you head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/37, I'm linking to a playlist on YouTube that will allow you to see some of those performances and take in the costumes and the characters that go along with the incredible music and vocals that you've heard in today's episode. I'm also going to link to a previous episode of Busy Kids Love Music that was all about the opera in case you find you want to dig a little deeper and explore more about the opera. So again, you'll find all this at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/37. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn about Mozart's famous opera, The Magic Flute. We will finish up our series on Mozart in 2 weeks on the next episodes of Busy Kids Love Music, and I hope that you'll join me for that episode. Bye for now.